For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between Mrs. Robert D. Buckelew of Montclair, New Jersey, and a friend. Mrs. Buckelew is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made the other day. Listen.
Why, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Imagine dirty wash water coming out of clothes I thought were clean. Where is this? Well, at a washing demonstration the other day, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you told me. But then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Octadol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Octadol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those shortcut suds. Isn't that interesting? I'm going to try deep cleaning Octadol myself.
Yes, ladies, deep cleaning Octadol is worth trying because it reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. The next wash day, try this yourself. Use deep cleaning Octadol and see how much dirt Octadol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see what Octadol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Octadol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Yep, Octadol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Octadol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousins have been victorious all down the line. They've driven Shuffle and Willie and Evie away from Ma. Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester have taken Shuffle's and Willie's jobs. And now they've even swindled Willie and Evie out of their life savings. Only one thing is left. Their great plot against Faye. To make Faye fall in love with Sylvester, so Sylvester can get his hands on Faye's inheritance. So we'll join Faye and Sylvester in just a few minutes on their date. But first, let's join Ma. It's after 11 o'clock at night. And Ma, alone in the kitchen, hears... Well,
Lynn, you think there is? It's so late. Oh, maybe, Faye, maybe I put the door on the hook. Coming! That's you, Faye?
Hey, Ma.
Isn't Mr. Bester, Cecil? Cecil? Is the door on the hook? Come in, Cecil.
Evening, Ma. Didn't know you were still up. It seemed to light, but I figured maybe you were leaving for the kids.
I was just in the kitchen. Oh, you should have come straight in. How are you, Seth?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, it is a special thing to know.
No. I had me that car, and I had nothing else to do. Oh. Figured I'd drive over to Rushville Center. Sure, I ain't keeping you up, Ma. It's near 11 o'clock.
Now that you're here, it ain't late no more. Where would you like to sit? Inside or out in the porch?
You mind sitting on the porch? Always did enjoy sitting on Ma Perkins' porch.
Well, let's do that then, dear. You say you bought the car, Cecil? Anyway, ain't tonight Marietta's day off? Night off?
No, I didn't buy it, Ma. I'm giving it back to the feller in the morning. It's a fine car, but me and Marietta have decided against it.
You and Marietta. That's sweet, Cecil. Now, sit down.
Yeah, after you, Ma. And as for Marietta's day off, night off, well, stands to reason. If a young girl, she ought to meet younger people.
Oh. Marietta went out with a young man tonight? young folks going out. So after all, you got to sit in a little lonesome. And so you went for a ride. And you come back to me. I'm glad you're here, sir. As soon as I go in the kitchen, bring out some ice cream.
Say, Aunt, we're still vested in that? No, I'm sorry I asked, Ma. It ain't really none of my business. Let me tell you about Marietta and her new young man.
Yes, I am, Sylvester. They went someplace tonight. Sylvester's thinking about buying a new car, too. Oh, I do want to hear about Marietta's young man. Is he nice? Did he call for her and you met him?
Oh, not like that at all. I was showing Marietta the car out in the street, and this officer walks over, policeman. I seen him around since I moved there. Big, nice-looking young fella. Even bigger than Sylvester. Well, anyhow, he walked over to where me and Marietta's looking at the car, and it falls into a conversation. And it kind of comes out the boy seen Marietta come and go, and he kind of, well, he'd like to get acquainted. So it ain't that they went no place. They're just sitting up there in the park. He got off duty at 8 o'clock. And since two's company frees the crowd, well, I come over here. Wiggins.
Oh, that's nice, Ethel. Marietta is a dear. Wiggins.
His name. Officer Wiggins.
Oh.
He was in the Marines during the war. Got wounded, too, I believe. Grew up and lived in Middleburg all his life. A real bashful type of boy. Kind of looks like he's scared of the world every time he looks at Marietta.
Can't be too scared if he's on the police force.
And also a Marine.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mo, what's new in Rushville Center? Will he find himself a job yet?
No, he ain't, Sister. Banker Pendleton asked me if Willie was going into a new business. I could sort of gather that Willie made a big withdrawal from the bank. Anyhow, we're talking about a big withdrawal.
Oh, tarnation. That boy ought to go back to work where he belongs. Did you say Sylvester's buying himself a new car?
Well, Sylvester was here tonight with the car. You know, one that did for demonstrating.
So Willie takes money out of the bank, and a day or two later, Sylvester P. Hammaker's buying a new car. Oh, don't that add up?
What? Shuffle. We've been thinking such a thought. Oh, Shuffle, I asked Sylvester. The only reason I did is because he's such a good friend of both Willie and Evan. Sylvester said no.
He said no, Ma. Sure, what else would he say? What if he's lying? You mean you don't believe the cousins would tell you lies, Ma?
To meet his boy, Shuffle? Tell us home, cousin. Tell me straight out, Dorothy's lies.
Okay, Ma. Maybe we ought to go get that iced tea now. Maybe when I come over, it shouldn't be for sitting on your porch and talking. Maybe it should be for just sitting. Because about the cousins, we can't talk, Ma.
And now our scene changes. Faye and Sylvester have gone out to Sylvester's favorite place, that country club where Faye is a member. Sylvester doesn't breathe this to a soul, but he never even saw a country club until Innes and Faye invited him there one night. But of course now, Sylvester is very much at home at Faye's club. Well, right now they've wandered out on the pier.
The boards feel wet to the touch, good lady, or I'd invite you to sit down. The night dew, I presume.
Yes, I guess so.
Well, you seem very pensive tonight, little lady. Not your usual cheerful self.
I'm afraid that's right, Sylvester. I've been sort of... Oh, I don't know.
Well, not my doing, I hope.
Oh, I've been coming to this place for so many years now. I was never a member, you know, until... I married Paul, and after he died, I decided to keep the membership in case Paulette ever wanted to come here. And so I was thinking, how everything changes.
Oh, my, those are certainly very deep and very wonderful thoughts, Cousin Freya. I was under the impression you liked coming here with me, Cousin Freddy. What if the contrary happens to be the case, what?
No, you hardly figure in it at all. I just...
Hmm?
Well, there, yeah, that's not very polite either, is it? Oh, I'm sorry, Sylvester. Guess I'm just getting to be the brooding type. Sort of an old maid.
Well, I hope you don't really mean that, Cousin Say. Perhaps it's no secret that I had hopes otherwise, Cousin Say.
No, I guess it was no secret. Sylvester, let's not talk about that now. I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Well, sure.
It isn't really a very nice favor. I don't want you to ask any questions of Dealey and Evie, but if they ever mention anything to you about their business deal, I wonder if you could see your way clearly telling me about it. Of course, if they tell you not to, you mustn't, but... Oh, golly, when Evie's in a certain frame of mind, she can be so silly. And I do want to help her.
Faye, whenever I hear anything, I promise I'll tell nobody else before I tell you.
Thank you very much.
And now, can we please talk about us again, Cousin Faye?
Us?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about, Cousin Faye?
About what I asked you a week ago, you know, going steady about the future.
I haven't made up my mind yet about the future.
Listen, Clay, a fellow's not made of iron. A fellow can go on just so long. You're a grown woman. You ought to know the score.
I beg your pardon. I don't know what you mean, you're not made of iron. But if you mean what I think you mean, I certainly hope you don't mean it.
You know what? I think I've been patient with you too long. I think what you need is a man who really knows his own mind.
I need no such thing.
No?
Don't do that. Sylvester, this isn't you. Sylvester!
Have you tried it yet? The amazing Oxidol all America is talking about? It's deep cleaning Oxidol, and it means a sparkling clean wash for you. You can see how clean and white deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy clothes are. You can even smell how sweet clothes are. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and pulls it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And has Sylvester made his first mistake? Will Faye suddenly see him for what he really is? Well, our story takes an unexpected twist on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.